Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is New Mexico Voices for Children Executive Director James Jimenez to talk to us about economic and tax contributions by immigrants in New Mexico. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. What are some of the misconceptions people have about immigrants?
Well, Emily, one of the things that we have found is that in some of the public rhetoric is that the larger community oftentimes doesn't understand the economic contributions that immigrants make to the state of New Mexico and to our individual communities. And we know that from a previous report that we did that immigrants are what we would call many of the essential workers in our state. We know that they do a lot of the jobs that oftentimes other people do not want to do. And it's really important that we recognize the contributions that they make economically, but in addition to the cultural contributions that they make to our state. You know, I would say that there's a couple of things that are really important to point out. One is that immigrants really are entrepreneurial. They create jobs in our state. We know that there's currently over 15,000 immigrant entrepreneurs in New Mexico, and they employ over 27,000 New Mexicans in their businesses. You know, that's 27,000 people that are working. That number is larger than many of our small to medium-sized communities in this state. We know that their sales of their businesses are in excess of $4 billion. That's with a B, $4 billion. It's those kinds of numbers, I think, that are important for people to understand that immigrant people are a vital part of New Mexico's economy, number one. Number two, I would say the other misconception is that immigrants don't pay their fair share of taxes, and that is certainly not true. We know that New Mexico's immigrant population pays nearly $1 billion in federal and state and local taxes here in New Mexico every year, nearly $1 billion just because of the economic activity that they're engaged in. So that immigrants contribute by providing jobs, they also contribute by paying their fair share of taxes.
There was a recent immigration report, which is part of the February 11th Legislative Immigrant Day of Action created by New Mexico Voices for Children, called Strengthening All Communities for a Brighter Future. What was the purpose of this report?
The Strengthening All Communities for a Brighter Future is the second report that we've done that highlights the contribution that immigrant people make to our communities. And the purpose, of course, is to highlight the contributions that immigrant people made in terms of employment and the taxes that they contribute, and to make sure that immigrant people have an opportunity through an Immigrant Day of Action that was sponsored by many of our partner organizations, including CAFE and Las Cruces, to understand what the legislative process is all about and that they can advocate for some of their own needs. That was the purpose of it. And the report itself is just a backgrounder for people to understand the really important opportunities that are provided because we have a rich diversity of immigrant people in our state.
And what have been some of the biggest challenges for immigrants during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, the biggest one is that way too many immigrant families have been left out of the federal and state aid so far. And while we did have some success in working with some immigrant-led and immigrant advocate organizations during the special session that occurred last year, so far federal aid has bypassed too many immigrant families, including those that are mixed status. So what that has done meant that many of the essential workers in our state that have really been a vital part of keeping things going have been bypassed by aid. Many of them have had their hours cut or they've lost their jobs entirely. And I think it's important that we recognize that and embrace the contributions that they make and embrace the need that their families have for continued cash flow so that they can continue to buy goods and services, including groceries, and pay their utilities and pay their mortgage or pay their rent. So New Mexico Voices for Children, in conjunction with Somos Un Pueblo Unido and CAFE en Las Cruces and El Centro in in Albuquerque and the Partnership for Community Action have been advocating now for almost a year for our federal, state, and local governments to provide cash assistance to immigrant families because they've been left out of the aid efforts for the most part, particularly at the federal level so far. Las Cruces has done some good things. City of Santa Fe has done some good things. City of Albuquerque and Bernalillo County have done some good things. And while those are very much appreciated, it is still inadequate for what the need is out there.
And now President Biden is opening up the flow of immigrants coming back to the United States. What does that mean to our community?
Well, hopefully we get back to what I call a much more rational immigration system, and where we stop demonizing people who simply want a better life for themselves and their families. I mean, I think that's one of the most important things. Certainly the opportunity to stop putting children in cages, the opportunity to recognize that New Mexico and the United States are lands of opportunity, and that we ought to welcome people who are seeking to improve their own lot, and because we know that immigrant people do make significant contributions to the state of New Mexico and to our country overall.
Going back to the report, Strengthening All Communities for a Brighter Future, what are some of the solutions that we can look forward to?
Well, there's several things. One of them has to do with the earned income tax credit. At the state level, we have what's called a working families tax credit that working families can, when they file their income taxes, can claim a tax credit and get more of the tax dollars that they paid back. Right now, if you're filing with an ITIN, you are ineligible for claiming the working families tax credit. I think that's a huge thing that would allow immigrant families to continue to have that flow of money into their households to, you know, to sustain them and their children. That would be a big one. There's another tax credit called the low-income comprehensive tax rebate that luckily right now ITIN filers can access when they file their income taxes, but it hasn't been updated in well over 20 years, so it's time to update that. Those are just two of the things that we've been advocating for, in addition to our state government doing another round of cash assistance. We know that the pandemic is not going away anytime soon. We heard Dr. Fauci talking just recently that we may be wearing masks well into 2022. So that suggests to us that there is still going to be a need for cash assistance for families. And we know that that's actually the best way to spur an economic recovery, is when we put money in the hands of people who will spend it in their communities by buying the goods and services that they need to sustain their families.
And what about additional investments in education, the passage of the DREAM Act? What would that mean to our economic gains for New Mexico?
Well, it's one of the really curious things about New Mexico is that, and it's unfortunately it's yet another negative statistic, and is that we rank just about lowest in the country for need-based aid. Unfortunately, the lottery system, for example, is as powerful as that program has been. It's not based really on a family's needs, and so many middle to upper middle class families that could actually afford to make a bigger contribution to their children's college education are able to take advantage of a lottery scholarship. Those kinds of things are important to change. We need to be providing more need-based aid for young people and their families to be able to help them gain the kinds of knowledge and skills necessary to be competitive in a 21st century economy.
And what can we look forward to in the future, especially now that more immigrants are going to be coming into New Mexico?
Well, I think one of the things that we could be looking forward to is an opportunity to, to demonstrate to the people that there is a more rational system for evaluating how people gain entrance to United States, to how that they can gain entrance into becoming part of New Mexico's culture and economy, and to the culture and economy of the United States. So, you know, it's been a long time coming. I would hope that finally that the U.S. Congress would take up a much better immigration system and have a dialogue that is really focused on, instead of demonizing people, really should be focused on the contributions that immigrants make to our culture and to our economy.
Where can they find the report that was recently presented? Strengthening All Communities for a Brighter Future.
If people would like to learn more about the economic contributions that immigrants make to New Mexico, they can find it on the website of New Mexico Voices for Children, and that is at www.nmvoices.org.
What other concerns are there?
Well, one of the concerns that we have is that our state legislature in this time is maybe not thinking as robustly as they might about what spurs a recovery. You know, all the tax credits in the world are not going to make a difference if the average person doesn't have money in their hands to spend, to go out and buy groceries or to get that takeout meal or, you know, to buy clothing that their children need. So that's really what we think is necessary for there to be a robust economic recovery. That's continuing to get cash assistance in the hands of people who will spend it locally. And because that turns over many times in our economy, it helps keep people employed. It helps make sure that we are continuing to crawl our way out of this very deep recession that we seem to be in right now.
I really appreciate you taking the time to explain the report and the purpose of it, of strengthening all communities for a brighter future. Thank you for joining me on Puentes. Executive Director of New Mexico Voices for Children, James Jimenez.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.